Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. I'm so glad you're listening. I'm so glad that people are letting me know. I wish I could respond to every one of you right now, but I can't. But I can give you what I think the Lord is giving to us. Sometimes it's like a menu, but He's showing us. And because it's the Word of God, it has power in the Word itself to change us, to open our hearts, to go deeper. You don't have to spend 3 hours in prayer and maybe get one word. No, no, no. That's not what I mean. Just go about your day, offer everything that you have to do for that day to the Lord and ask Him to help you. Believe me, as you do that over and over, I always do it somewhere in the middle of the afternoon. I just say, Lord, help me. And He does. Sometimes we only recognize it later in the day or later in the month, but I guarantee you, sometimes He doesn't let Himself be known, not verbally, certainly not verbally, although God could do that. But it's not that. You just have a sense inside of what's right or what's wrong and have the courage to ask for forgiveness when you're wrong. God will be very near you. He draws near to those who seek Him. And I want all of you who listen to this program to be a seeker after Christ and after His Word. My goodness, you know, wouldn't take too many people to change this country. It's being committed to the Lord and doing what He asks us to do, not our grand plan, but what He asks us to do. And it takes time, takes talking to other people, but have courage. He is with us. The first reading today is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 32, verses 7 to 14. We read, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Go down at once to your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, for they have become depraved. They have soon turned aside from the way I pointed out to them, making for themselves a molten calf and worshiping it, sacrificing to it, and crying out, "This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt."' The Lord said to Moses, 'I see how stiff-necked this people is. Let me alone then, that my wrath may blaze up against them to consume them. Then I will make of you a great nation.' But Moses implored the Lord his God, saying, 'Why, O Lord, should your wrath blaze up against your own people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, with such great power and with so strong a hand? Why should the Egyptians say, "With evil intent he brought them out, that he might kill them in the mountains and exterminate them from the face of the earth"? Let your blazing wrath die down, Lord, please. Relent in punishing your people. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, how you swore to them by your own self, saying, "I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. And all this land that I promised, I will give your descendants as their perpetual heritage." So the Lord relented in the punishment He had threatened to inflict on His people. Brothers and sisters, even if it's one sentence or two, but if you can take a few minutes every day to intercede for us, for all the listeners, for all of us, but for you, the state you're in, for the country you're in, ask God's mercy on us. We need it, brothers and sisters. We need it. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Yes, yes, that's our prayer. It's a prayer for today. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Our fathers made a calf in Horeb and adored a molten image. They exchanged their glory for the image of a grass-eating bullock. They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done great deeds in Egypt, wondrous deeds in the land of Ham, terrible things at the Red Sea. Then he spoke of exterminating them. But Moses, his chosen ones, withstood him in the breach to turn back his destructive wrath. Please, Lord, do not do this. Help your people. Help us. We make big mistakes. We make little mistakes. We make all kinds of mistakes. Our pride gets into the picture, or whatever the case may be, and it consumes us rather than the Lord himself. And what we want is that the Lord himself and his word, just ask him every day, Lord, be with me. Let your word come alive in my life. You'd be amazed at what God does. Read the word every day. Read it. But in your prayer, just say, Lord, let your word bear fruit in my life. It might take a while. You might not notice anything for a year, but God's timing is perfect. So just ask him and keep asking him. Simply, just ask him. He will hear you. He heard you the first time, but he loves it when you come back to him. And you really are serious about this. This wasn't just a pious moment. You really want to know the power of God's word in your life, because God himself is there. So now we take a look at the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 31 to 47. If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. But there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf, but you do not want to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not receive the praise that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, to in whom you have placed your hope. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe in his writings, how will you believe my words? Brothers and sisters, this is very, very sobering. We have to understand that the Bible isn't just a nice holy book. The Bible has the living word of God, and that word can speak to us. As we read it, as we ponder it, you'll stop at a certain verse and say, oh, that's what God wants of me right now. Or, I'm so glad to have this time to worship you and praise you and thank you. Doesn't have to be all instruction. It can be time of blessing before God. But this word which I and I'm sure a lot of us have memorized in some ways, That word is life-giving. It's not just good ideas. It's the word that can change your life and mine. And God draws nearer the more we obey him. And he takes care of us. My goodness, brothers and sisters, why would we turn away from that? Or why would we say, oh, God wouldn't hear me? God hears you. Come to me, he says, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Brothers and sisters, we need, I think, all of us to grow in faith. Not just something that happened thousands of years ago, but that word is in our hearts and in our lives if we pay attention to it at Mass. And I encourage you to read it at even a paragraph. Read it every day. Read something of it. Because that word has power, literally, to change your life. It certainly did me. And I found such joy and such peace in what Jesus was telling me. And God wants you to know him and to know his love for you. Yes, to know his correction. Yes, to offer to him your sorrow. Absolutely. But he loves it when you come to him. And brothers and sisters, just because we can't see him doesn't mean he isn't there. He's right there. Don't go around saying, oh, that there was a little wind there, but that was God. You don't have to do anything like that. Just know it. He's there. And live your life accordingly, knowing that God sees everything, hears everything. Whatever mistakes you've made, when you ask his forgiveness, go to confession, receive his forgiveness. It's like a clean slate. As I've said to you before, it's yours to begin again. Every time you begin again, he loves you. I feel like I can almost hear the Lord saying yes, 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 really, to each of us. But we don't think that way. We're so caught up with what the world asks of us or wants of us or tries to entice us to. And what you want to do is make some time every day for you and his word. And he hears you. He will bless you. He will lead you. Even if there are difficult times, he will lead you through them if you rely on him. You can talk to other people if they can help you. Yes, of course. But come to the Lord every day. Help my children. Help my husband. Help my wife, help my uncle, help this good friend. Whatever it may be, just bring it to the Lord. I mean that. We think, well, God doesn't come to me. But do you go to him? Go to him. I know you can't see him, but he's there. He's a God of grace, of mercy, of hope, of wisdom, and he wants to give it to you. May God be praised. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.